Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 413, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. Almost half of the population struggles with focusing and concentrating. We now live in a world where our attention is more valuable than gold or oil. Our phones and computers are not merely phones and computers. They're a $3 trillion military-grade lethal weapon aimed straight at our brain stem. And if it's not our phones and computers, it's our overstimulating environment and world. It often feels like we're in a constant war for our attention. So, how do we win the war? By resisting those distractions and doing the work. Number one, environment design. Before we dive into designing, let's define focus. And let's define it as simply as possible. Focus is the ability to resist distraction. Now, even though we just threw a super concise definition together, doesn't mean focusing is as easy. The easiest way to increase focus isn't to just try harder. It's to eliminate distractions before they even appear, so our work doesn't require so much focus. And this is where design comes in. More specifically, environment design. Yeah, watch out, Chip and Joanna Gaines. Okay, we might not get our own HGTV channel or target line, but with environment design, we'll gain something much better: our attention. Now, in particular, we want to optimize our environment for three things. The first is audio. Noises tend to distract a lot of people. It could be road construction, a creaking floorboard, or sirens, or your neighbors arguing. And then all of a sudden, our imagination is off on a tangent. dancing through streams of thoughts that have nothing to do with our work. So, what's the solution? A pair of noise-canceling headphones and either white noise or music that's scientifically proven to increase focus. I personally use Brain FM. A little audio nugget, though. Stay away from traditional music, because it's made to grab your attention, making it hard to think and work, even if you don't realize it. Next is visual. Windows can be a problem for some people. Some are drawn to movement, like a bag floating across a parking lot or a grocery cart going on a rampage through a Walmart parking lot or a seagull picking off people's food at the beach. They are drawn to more entertaining things than their work. An easy solution is simply turning our back to the window, letting the natural light cover everything in front of us, or putting some shades or curtains up. This might also mean removing any visually stimulating or distracting elements of our workspace, like clutter. Clutter is the enemy of focus. Lastly, vibe. I do my best work when I'm inspired. That could be inspirational artwork or a quote. It could be the colors of our environment or the environment itself, like working somewhere with people, like a co-working space or a coffee shop. A few years ago, I used to pivot around my house creating makeshift workstations. I'd work at our dining room table, sometimes at our breakfast island, or sometimes on the couch in our living room. Not only did my posture suffer, I felt like I fell down 3 flights of stairs in the morning, but each makeshift workstation was extremely distracting. The solution? My studio. I designed and built it myself a few years ago after those makeshift workstations weren't doing the trick, and it took me months, but it was well worth it, because it's become my fortress of focus. Every single detail in it was designed intentionally. I painted the walls a blue-green color to evoke a sense of calmness. I only have 2 pictures hanging on the walls, and both of them collectively have 8 words. I can and I will, and you got this. I have 1 single window, enough to give me a peek out into nature to spark some creativity, but not too much that it becomes a distraction. The entire room is soundproof, so if my daughter's playing upstairs or cars are driving by, it doesn't distract me. All of my lights are on their own dimmer, so I can set the mood depending on the type of work I'm engaging in. I have my own mini fridge and Keurig, so I don't need to keep going upstairs to my kitchen, breaking my deep work. And finally, I have 3 different working areas. A couch, if I want a little more relaxation as I work, a standing desk to stretch my legs, and my main desk with 2 screens to give me more digital workspace. And finally, a speaker system to listen to Brain FM as I'm working. Each aspect of my studio combines audio, visual, and vibe. It's a purposeful fortress of focus, crafted with care to inspire, but not distract me. Now, you don't need to go and necessarily build a space in your home or apartment. As long as you're thoughtful and intentional about those 3 environmental design aspects, audio, visual, and vibe, you can win daily battles for your attention. Number 2, gamification. Here's a crazy statistic. 0% of people who play video games force themselves to focus when playing a video game. Okay, that's not a real statistic, but it's probably pretty close to being accurate. I assume lower single digits. Almost nobody forces themselves to focus when playing a video game. And let's be honest, some of the things people create and achieve in video games are pretty damn impressive. So, it's not like it doesn't take attention, because it does. So, then why don't we need to force ourselves to focus when engaging with video games? Because they're fun. But not only that, they provide instant feedback. Video games are all about immediate feedback, because all video games are built on one fundamental principle, the feedback loop. And this loop breaks down into four parts: understanding the situation, taking an action, the application of the rules, and finally, feedback, which leads to new understanding. And with video games, this all happens extremely fast. We land on a level, and right away, our brains try to understand it. We start analyzing objects, a path, a sign, the landscape, or directional arrows, and then we take action. And based on the rules of the game, we get immediate feedback. Just like seeing our character move, progressing from their original position. And we repeat that action until it leads to a negative event, and then we adjust, like jumping over a hole or swerving to avoid a wall. Now, unfortunately, life doesn't always provide immediate feedback, but we can carry this idea forward into reality. To get more and better work done, we need to make it fun. But how? By gamifying everything. Everything that can be turned into a game should be turned into a game. Think about your adolescent years. So many simple things that we did, we turned into a game. Walking on the sidewalk, we avoided stepping on cracks, because I mean, who wants to break their mother's back? We jumped from object to object, like we were parkour savants, so we wouldn't fall into the lava. We made everyday activities fun, and fun they were. They were extremely entertaining and stimulating. Now, just because we aren't that 12-year-old anymore doesn't mean we need to give up fun or gamifying our lives, even when it comes to our attention and work. But how? Well, setting a timer is the easiest way to gamify any task. I just finished a 30-day experiment where I timed every single task down to the minute. Now, sure, my experiment was somewhat extreme and for a slightly different objective, but this concept works really well for gamifying our lives and our attention. It's a great source of motivation. I've used this gamification with my strength training and my work, and it's super simple and effective. And all we need to do is set a timer. We all have access to a stopwatch via our phones or watches, and then engage in a task and see how much you can fit into that window of time. For example, how many emails can you answer in 10 minutes? How many push-ups can you do in 4 minutes? How many words can you write in 10 minutes? How many pages can you read in 5 minutes? And then track your score. Throw it into your notes app or an Excel sheet, but make sure not to overcomplicate it. The objective is to be able to reference our previous time or score to see if we can beat it tomorrow. Well, at least that's one version. But winning is something we get to define. And here's why it's so critical for our attention and gamification. Let's be honest, a majority of people don't drink enough water. It's about to be summer and everyone's got a hack, like dragging around a Stanley Cup the size of a small SUV, or guzzling water down right before bed because they feel like SpongeBob out of water. But it doesn't need to be that way. 310 Nutrition is in the hydration and health business, and their products have all your answers for things like water hydrators, making your water delicious and nutritious, refreshingly healthy lemonade mixes without the sugar, or all-in-one shakes, making everything from travel to gym time easier without sacrificing great taste. Whatever your personal goals may be, from getting hydrated to healthier habits to just finding the right products to support your busy lifestyle, 310 Nutrition is satisfying, guilt-free, and a helpful tool for whatever goals you have for your health. I personally love their lemon lime and lemonade electrolyte drink mixes, which have helped me stay fueled throughout my workouts. One stick mixes into 16 ounces of water, providing the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. And their strawberry and mocha shakes have become my post-workout reward. Not only do they fuel my body and mind, but they're also insanely delicious. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code MOTIVATEDMIND and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use code MOTIVATEDMIND right now for 50% off up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code MOTIVATEDMIND. Number 3, define winning. How do we know if we've won emails for the day? It's kind of hard to define, right? Emails are like Hydra, you know, that multi-headed serpent in Greek mythology that was slain by Hercules, and when a head was cut off, it was replaced by two others. Okay, maybe not that extreme, but somewhat similar. We respond to one email, and several more appear in its place. And when things like this happen, it feels like we are always playing from behind. It never feels like we are winning. So, then how do we win? Well, that's something we have to decide for ourselves before we even start playing the game. Most people go through their entire day without a clear definition of what winning looks like, which inevitably leads to feelings of discontent and frustration because there always is more that could be done. And this perpetual sense of inadequacy takes a huge toll on our mental well-being. So, how do we get off this treadmill of psychic discontent? It's super simple. Just take 10 minutes every morning to define what winning the day looks like for you. You can do this while making your coffee or tea, or sitting at your kitchen counter while eating breakfast, or even right before you start digging into your work for the day. Just 10 minutes is all we need every morning to chalk the field and state what a win for the day looks like. And trust me, by the time the end of the day comes rolling in, like the Kool-Aid man, you'll feel much more productive. You'll feel much better about your days. You'll feel much better about yourself and feeling accomplished. And stacking these wins consecutively creates some remarkable momentum. And once we ride this wave, we win the war for our attention. This week's shout-out is by Chris, who sent me a DM on Facebook. Your podcast has helped me so much. I'm about to start my own podcast for electricians in Australia, so thanks heaps, man. for an opportunity to be next week's shout-out, please leave an honest review on the podcast, send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows? You just might be the next shout-out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into how to win the war for your attention. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.